Secondly, the Apostle Peter, and I'm going to have to close with this one. If you notice what he says, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to them as a weaker vessel, as being heirs together of the grace of life. Secondly, in a designer marriage, romance, God designed to be the glue. Intimacy is the direction, but intimacy is not sexual in the Bible. It's emotional and it's intellectual. Romance is the physical part. And romance, the Bible says, is the glue. And a God-designed marriage that follows His rule has a husband who understands that intimacy opens the way for the ultimate union of life with his wife. Sex is so much more than body. It is soul, it is spirit, it is heart and mind. Romance starts at the kitchen sink when a husband steps up behind his wife like he used to do in the first weeks of marriage and says with all of his heart, "You are all my dreams come true." When she drops the spatula and says, "Could you repeat that, honey?" You know that she's listening. Romance builds when you call your wife sometime during the day and honestly express that you can't stop thinking about her. And you just had to hear her voice. She'll say, "Did you have an accident, honey?" Romance fills the room with the fragrance of love. It's not a stop at a fast food drive-thru. Romance flavors life like an exquisite five-course meal, which causes you to savor every bite, every course. And at the end of the meal, you sit back and you feel satisfied completely. Always remember that sex is beautiful. And it's godly because the Lord designed it, commanded it, and blessed it. The Lord even inspired Solomon to use sexual terms to help us understand the beauty of Christ's love for his bride. If a husband has a wrong view of his marital relationship, he will have an unsatisfying marriage, an unfruitful personal life, an unfulfilled family. In fact, God said in Deuteronomy 24, when a man takes a wife, he shall not go to war or be charged with any business for a year. So he can comfort his wife and get to know her. God in the New Testament again instructs husbands and wives to not be neglectful of loving each other. 1 Corinthians 7, verses 3, 4, and 5 says that we should fulfill our duty. We should not deprive one another. A godly marriage is like a fountain that overflows with delights. But if that fountain is unkempt, the spring will get fouled, the waters polluted. The joys of those early days of marriage will fade fast. Never take your wife for granted. A God-designed, obedient husband will talk to his wife often about the vital role she plays in every part of his life. He will share with her often his loving need of time with her. He will write her many love notes and cards rather than regretfully wishing someday that he wished he'd done more. You know, I just told a dear couple that was talking to me. I says, "You know what you ought to do?" I said, "You ought to take the soap. And when you leave for work in the dark in the morning, make a big heart on her side of the mirror and say, 'I can't wait to see you tonight.' You'll have all the kids in the bathroom as soon as it gets daylight. And they'll all be pointing to that and saying, 'Whoa, Daddy wrote on the mirror. Why did he do that?' And Mom will be standing there thinking, 'Wow, he hasn't done that for 20 years. And that is a communication. Say to her daily, "I love you," in some manner. Husbands, decide right now. Romance is the glue. You're going to stick closer than anyone else on earth to your wife. And you are going to be the closest friend to her.